This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport has more flight cancellations today. Nearly 300 flights into or out of DIA have been canceled so far. The majority are on Southwest Airlines, which continues to see disruptions nationwide because of its scheduling system. Yesterday, DIA officials said they will review the airline's operations as well as those of Frontier and United Airlines. Xcel Energy says about 4,500 customers were without power along the Front Range as of this morning. Heavy, wet snow overnight knocked trees and power lines down. Xcel says crews are on site at many outage locations trying to restore service. Last night's storm dropped more than 7 inches of snow around the Denver metro. About 9 inches fell in Boulder. The National Weather Service says it isn't expecting any more snow to fall as temperatures rise throughout the day. Christmas is over, but what organizers say could be the world's smallest display for the holiday is still open in Lakewood. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
The Denver Museum of Miniatures, Dolls, and Toys is hosting a special exhibit called The Littlest Christmas. It took artists 3 years to bring two dollhouses back to their original winter splendor for the show. One is inspired by the Betts O'Meara Childhood Home in Denver's Country Club District. The Littlest Christmas special exhibit is open weekends through January 22nd. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find these stories at CPR.org. Fact-based reporting from CPR News and KRCC, like what you just heard, was freely available to all Coloradans this year because of community support. Keep it going strong in 2023 with your year-end gift before the new year.